with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives is growing impatient with leaders of the U.S. Senate for failing to take action on his priority legislation, which is to provide $14.5 billion in emergency aid to Israel. As the Israel-Hamas war drags on, Speaker Mike Johnson says the aid bill has, in his words, been gathering dust in the Senate for more than 7 weeks.
There's $67 billion sitting in the fund to hire 87,000 new IRS agents to go and audit middle class Americans and small businesses. In the hierarchy of need right now, in the urgency of the hour, I felt like it was more important to take $14 billion of that and put it to aid and assist Israel. And I guess Chuck Schumer doesn't agree with those priority choices, but we really need to get this done.
Speaker Johnson made those comments in an exclusive interview on the Jerusalem news site allisrael.com. Heavy rains are pummeling a big area along the U.S. East Coast today. National Weather Service forecaster Rich Otto.
We're seeing the heaviest rain impacting portions of eastern Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York City, just outside of New York City into upstate New York. We're seeing a couple, several flash flood warnings.
Gloomy mood hanging over Ukraine.
Ukrainian soldiers say they remain determined to win. But as winter approaches, they worry that Russia's better equipped for battle. Discontent among Ukrainian soldiers, once extremely rare and expressed only in private, is now more common and out in the open. Meanwhile, the president's office reports two civilians were killed and at least two people injured over the past 24-hour period. In the north, the Russian army shelled the village of Krasnopilia in the Sumy region, killing a civilian in his own home and destroying residential buildings. While in Kherson, an 81-year-old man died on the street during an attack on the city center. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is SRN News. Christians are weighing in with their opinions on the war in Gaza. Here's Michael Harrington.
According to a new poll from Lifeway Research, 83% of believers in this country agree that, quote, Israel must take bold measures to defend itself against Hamas' decades-long campaign of terrorism. 88% also feel that Israelis have the right to determine their own statehood and government. The survey also finds that most Christians have sympathy for Palestinian civilians and do not believe that they support Hamas. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Faith and education leaders are denouncing plans for an after-school Satan club at a Tennessee elementary school, but officials say they must follow the law and allow the organization hosting to meet. Several dozen members of the faith community in Memphis stood united with leaders at Memphis Shelby County Schools last week to criticize the planned club. They questioned the Satanic Temple's intentions. This is SRN News. The idea of self-checkout is starting to lose its luster with many shoppers.
Some of the complaints? Customers griping about clunky technology that spits out mysterious error codes. Workers having to stand around to monitor humans and machines. And theft. Some retailers are adding restrictions to self-checkout, while others are shutting it down in some stores.
That's correspondent Rita Foley. There have been disruptions at gas stations across Iran, with 70% of them reportedly not working.
A hacking group called Predatory Sparrow has claimed responsibility. On social media, it said it had carried out a cyber attack, but spared some petrol stations to limit potential problems for the emergency services. A similar incident in 2021 brought Iran's fuel distribution to a halt, causing traffic jams and long queues at petrol stations across the country.
That's BBC's Molly Perella reporting. More on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.